Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Today we're going to begin dealing with the question that I think most Christians have asked at one time or another, or at least if not asked, have thought about, and that question is, why does organized Christianity almost always decline? We see it, but why? What is the reason for the eventual and it seems inevitable decline of Christian churches and institutions? And we're coming to verses 3 and 4 of 2 Timothy chapter 4, which says, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables." And this text deals with this very question, though even the answer that is given to us in these verses raises some additional questions of their own. So we will attempt to deal with them as we pursue our study of 2 Timothy on the Beacon Broadcast. Thank you for joining us on this Wednesday, August 10, and many thanks to those whose financial gifts enable us to maintain this Bible teaching ministry on the air. Well, history certainly has taught us that preserving true Christianity is a very difficult task. I have heard it said that no denomination or Christian organization that has gone into apostasy has ever recovered. I don't know if that's true or not. I think that's a difficult statement to verify, because the very definition of apostasy is not always easy. How far into apostasy are we talking about? Has no Christian organization ever started down the road to apostasy and had some evidences of apostasy and then recognized it and turned back? Well, I think there are indications that some organizations have done exactly that. Seeing the inroads of apostasy, they have been able to recognize the danger and to root out the problem and to return to a solid Christian faith. But that doesn't happen all of the time. In fact, I would say that doesn't happen the majority of the time. The majority of the time, once that slide begins, it never seems to reverse until it comes to a place where there is no recovery. And so many organizations and institutional remedies have been devised because of this problem. The formation of creeds and confessions and loyalty and doctrinal pledges and requiring ordained clergymen to pledge themselves to a certain doctrinal statement have all been tried but have not solved the problem. Differing methods of transferring leadership have been tried, but none has been found successful in every case. And it seems like eventually nearly all Christian institutions decline after the passing of a few generations, but the question again is why? Why is this so? We recognize that the true church of the Lord Jesus Christ, made up of born-again believers, the church, will always be with us. The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. God will always have a testimony, And when one church apostatizes, another is raised up in its place. When one school apostatizes, God raises up another in its place. When one denomination apostatizes, God seems to raise up another in its place. But why this decline? Is it inevitable? That's the question. And now back once again to our text in 2 Timothy 4:3, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. And that really is the answer in a nutshell, because of the eventual rejection of sound doctrine. This is a time-related prophecy. The time will come, says Paul to Timothy. And in Timothy's case, he must be talking about the church that Timothy is serving in the city of Ephesus. And Paul is saying, the time will come when the members of your congregation will not endure sound doctrine. Well, that's pretty alarming. I hope you consider that alarming. But Paul is saying that such times come in the history of churches. Such times come in the history of denominations and other Christian institutions. Such times come, I think, in the history of nations and civilizations. And if we are not very careful, listen to me now, such times will come in the lives of individual Christians, or at least professing Christians. The time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. The time will come when they will not put up with the Word of God. The time will come when they will reject the Bible. The time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, a word that means healthy doctrine, the kind of doctrine that produces good spiritual health. You would think that Christians would always want doctrine, that is, teaching, that would contribute to their spiritual health. But Paul issues a warning. Watch out, Timothy, for the time will come when they will not endure health-giving, life-giving doctrine, the kind of teaching that they need to impart and maintain good spiritual health. They will not endure it. They will no longer put up with it. To endure means to hold oneself upright or firm against a person or a thing. The time will come when they will not continue to put up with sound doctrine. Well, that almost makes it sound like sound doctrine is something bad. Like they've been putting up with this and putting up with this and putting up with this for a long time, and finally the snapping point has reached, and they say, I will put up with this no longer. It sounds like something bad's been going on, like a wife who's been putting up with the abuse of her husband for years, perhaps, and finally she says, no more. I'm not going to put up with this abuse anymore. Or a nation that has been putting up with abuse of one kind or another, like the United States of America back before the American Revolution, that was putting up with the indignities of the king, and then eventually said, we'll not put up with this anymore. We are going to declare ourselves independent from England. We will not endure these indignities any longer. That's the way this phrase is couched. The time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But the thing is, this is written from the standpoint of people who consider sound doctrine to be a negative factor, not a positive one. In other words, the apostasy sets into hearts and minds before it manifests itself institutionally. People have already begun to resist God's word and to reject God's word before they come to the place where they openly revolt against God's word. And the reason is because sound doctrine demands certain things of us. It demands, for example, the elimination of unsound doctrine, and sometimes people cherish their unsound doctrines. It demands the elimination of unsound attitudes, and sometimes people cherish their sinful attitudes. It demands the elimination of unsound practices, and people often cling to their unhealthy practices. And sound doctrine never relents in examining and confronting comfortable Christianity. And the tendency is always to want to coast after a while, to let up from the painful process of constant examination of our hearts and lives and motives and confrontation of our sins and confession, acknowledgement of our sins and confession of them and change. And the time comes when even Christian people grow weary in well-doing, because what I've just described is indeed well-doing, and say, I am tired of fighting the good fight of faith. I'm tired of all this spiritual battle. I'm tired of always wrestling with remaining sin. I'm tired of always struggling to maintain a good relationship with Christ. I'm tired of the constant battle of trying to rid my life of those things which are displeasing to the Lord and to replace them with those things which are pleasing to Him. I just want to coast. I've reached a level of acceptable Christianity that I'm comfortable with, but this sound doctrine that keeps coming to me, this sound preaching that keeps coming to me, keeps disturbing my comfort and trying to make me not comfortable with it, and I'm tired of that. Enough's enough. Give me a Christianity that I can be comfortable with without always having to deal with sin and with the need for change. Now remember where this comes from. The text that I just read, the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Paul said in verse 2, preach the word. Be ready in season, out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. For, verse 3, the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. What Paul is saying is, you better preach as fervently as you can for as long as you can, because the time will come when they will not let you do it, even out of season. Remember, we talked about that. In-season preaching is preaching that is welcomed. Out-of-season preaching is preaching that is imposed upon people who do not welcome it. And if people don't welcome it, they may let you impose it upon them for a while, but the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine any longer. And the way to maintain spiritual health for as long as possible is to preach sound doctrine as forcefully as possible for as long as possible, because when you let up, decline sets in almost immediately. Have you ever heard that text, where there is no vision, the people perish? Often misunderstood, but that's talking about the prophetic vision. God spoke to the prophets in the Old Testament by means of visions, and even in the New Testament in the early days, by means of visions. That's the way God's revelation came to them. They received the vision, and then they reported it to the people. In other words, they preached to the people the vision that God gave to them. That's another way of saying, where there is no ministry of God's word, the people perish. The time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Join me again tomorrow. Until then, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.